Today on More to Life, difficult decisions. Are you facing a difficult decision? Stuck in a discernment dilemma? We'll help you choose a direction with confidence. 877-573-7825. Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, difficult decisions. Are you facing a challenging decision in some area of your life or relationships? You know, whether it's something like, I don't know whether to speak up or let it go, or to larger life decisions about your kid's school or your job.
Even small decisions can really make us feel stuck. You know, when we have so many small decisions to make during the course of the day, we can feel burned out. We can start arguing with the people who are helping us make the decision. You know, even deciding on our kids' schedule coming up and who's going to drive them where and when and how, our minds can feel like they're going to explode. And then when we talk about anything that's a little larger, we really get into the realm as Catholic people of, are we making decisions that make God happy? Are we staying on the path he has for us? So it can really make us feel stuck in figuring all of these decisions out.
So if you are struggling with a decision, big or small, and you're wondering, you know, how do you know what God is calling you to do? Obviously, we can't tell you what God's telling you to do, but we can give you principles to help you figure it out. And that's what we want to do today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Call up and share. Are you having a hard time deciding what to do about something you're facing in your life or relationships? Maybe you keep second-guessing yourself. Maybe you and someone you care about disagree about the best thing to do in a given situation. Maybe you're wondering how to figure out what God wants you to do about a challenge or choice you're facing. We want to help you be more confident about all the decisions that you have to make. Today on More to Life. Again, the number 877-573-7825. And if you're listening to the More to Life podcast later on, you can still get your questions in via email. That address is questions@more2liferadio.com. Well, that's with the number two, questions@more2liferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love hearing your voice and being able to ask you those follow-up questions so we can tailor our answers to your specific circumstances. So give us a call. That number again, 877-573-7825.
Well, I think it's so important, Greg, that you mentioned that there are principles, real steps that you can follow to make decisions and also to really discern, if they're bigger decisions, what God's asking you to do in a particular situation. Without the things that we're going to be talking about here on More to Life today, it is so easy to get emotionally flooded, frustrated, frightened. It's so easy to start butting heads with somebody else because we have our feelings about it, they have their feelings about it. And that can get really scary and frustrated. If somebody's gung-ho in that situation and others are not, and you aren't, you know, no matter who is feeling great about it and who's feeling a little reticent about it, suddenly we're discussing who's right, who's better, whose decision it should be, because everybody's feelings get involved. And then feelings get hurt, and it gets confusing and frustrating, and sometimes we don't come to good decisions at all. So if you're trying to decide big things or those little things in life that have to be decided, let us help you today, particularly you, when you call in at 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. So we can tailor the situation, the answers to your particular discernment process. Let's give you those helps today. 877-573-7825.
Of course, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're not sure what that is or how it can help you with your decisions, you've come to the right place. Because when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections unpacking how we can discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design of creation, and especially his design of our bodies.
When we're not clear about what to do, the theology of the body can help give us clarity. It reminds us that every decision we make should help us become what we are. That is, the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people that God sees when he looks at us. If we're confused about any important decision, the best way to be confident in our choices is to look for the option that seems to give us the greatest chance of pursuing greater meaningfulness, that is, using your gifts to make a positive difference, intimacy, that is, working to make your relationships healthier and stronger, and virtue, taking what life gives you and using it to become a stronger, healthier, holier person.
The theology of the body shows us that meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue are the three qualities on which an abundant life rests. They're the qualities that the Holy Spirit is always nudging us toward, and any choice that helps us grow in these virtues is a step in the right direction. And when we're making decisions about anything, as long as we're first bringing those decisions to God, that our desire is to serve him, and that we're making choices that we prayerfully believe will lead us to a more meaningful, intimate, and virtuous life, then we can be confident in our choices, knowing that we're doing what God would have us do to the best of our ability. And I talk about this more, by the way, in my book, The Life God Wants You to Have, which is all about discernment and knowing what God's plan is for your life, especially when your own plans haven't worked out so well. So that's, again, The Life God Wants You to Have, and that's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. But we're helping you out today, live, with all those decisions, big and little. So give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And tell us, is there a decision you're struggling with? You know, that you're having a hard time deciding what to do about something you're facing in your life or relationships, whether it's, you know, how to solve a particular problem that you're having, or trying to figure out whether to speak up or offer it up, or, you know, maybe you're second-guessing yourself about, a choice you have to make. Maybe you and someone you care about disagree about the best thing to do in a given situation. Or just in general, you're wondering how to figure out what God wants you to do about a challenge or choice you're facing. Let us help you be more confident about all the decisions you have to make. Give us a call today on More to Life. The number again, 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we want to serve you and please you and let your will be done in our lives and relationships. But so often it's hard to know what you would have us do. We face so many decisions every day and choices, and we encounter so many problems and difficulties. It's hard to know what the right thing to do is. But you are there as our teacher and our guide, and you are leading us step by step. So help us to tune in our antenna to your voice, to your grace, so that we can hear what you're calling us to and be clear about what you would have us do, so that in all of our decisions, in all of our choices, in everything we do and say, we are reflecting your will and working to be people who are leading more meaningful, intimate, and virtuous lives that glorify you in everything. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, our show is titled Difficult Decisions, as we talk about making choices, making decisions, and how do we know we're doing the right thing? How do we know we're doing what God is asking us to do? Give us a call. The number again is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. And tell us, are you having a hard time deciding what to do about something you're facing in your life or relationships? Maybe you keep second-guessing yourself, or you and someone you care about disagree about the best things to do in a given situation, or you're just wondering how to figure out what God wants you to do about a challenge or choice you're facing.
Perhaps you're trying to make decisions with or for other people, and that's causing tension and even arguments between you and those people, but you still feel the pressure of making those decisions. They're on you in some way. Let us help you find peace in those relationships and in making those decisions. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. And Greg, we have an email here from Kelly, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio and sent in her message through questions@moretoliferadio.com. She said, my husband and I are helping our 20-year-old daughter raise her baby that was conceived without marriage. The father is not in the picture at all. We were very involved in the first 6 months of the baby's life because my daughter was struggling both physically and emotionally after the birth. But now we are seeing that she is relying on us too much to do most of the care of the baby. More like she's a sister to her own child rather than the baby's mom. How do we decide when it's appropriate to back off, and how do we make the steps that would work to make this transition happen? And that's from Kelly in Ohio.
Kelly, thank you so much for the question. And I want to thank you for being so open to life being so supportive of your daughter's decision to have this baby and to raise this child, and for being such a tremendous support to her.
And to being grandparents to this new baby. That is really important for so many of us to realize, is that when we are open to life, we are open to these beautiful relationships that can happen and deepen.
The most important thing to do, though, Kelly, is to be discussing this with your daughter. Really saying to her, we are happy to help, but we are helpers. You're the mom. And we have, and frame it this way, we need to learn to be able to respect your choices and your authority as the mom here. And so it's our job to support you in that role, not to do it for you. And I know it's kind of scary and it's overwhelming sometimes. And so that's why we want to be here for you. But we need to help you start taking the lead. So let's talk about what that would look like, right? And so you and your husband and your daughter sit down together and really talk about what it would mean for her to step into that primary caregiver role, that the role of mom that she is, what support you can give her to get there, what challenges she might be facing on the road to getting there. You mentioned some physical and emotional challenges that she had once the baby was born. Perhaps she needs some counseling to be able to deal with the stress and the responsibility that's kind of demanded of her at this point.
Even if you're saying she had physical problems after the birth, it can be very helpful for any mom, but especially someone who's taken on a child in their lives and a birth situation in their life so young and so unsupported by the father, to really get the counseling you need to get over the post-traumatic stress of the whole thing.
But the point is, that you're having a conversation with her about, your desire to respect her role and authority as the mom in this situation, your desire to play a generous supporting role, but to really help her feel more confident being this baby's mom. And so talking about, number one, again, what would that look like? What would she need to be doing to be stepping into that role? What are the concerns or challenges that she's facing, number two? And number three, what kind of help would she need, whether that's counseling help or a mom's group or mom's classes or, whatever she needs to be able to step into that role? So those three questions, right? What would it look like? What are the challenges? What support would she need to get there? And you're having that open conversation with her. If you just, the way you framed it in the email was, you know, how do we know when to start pulling back? If you just pull back, there's no guarantee that she'll step into the role. Right. And so you might, after having this conversation, you might have to pull back a little bit, to give her the space to struggle with this and to come into her own. But let's start with this step first. OK, having that conversation and making her a major part in the discussion, because she has to be, that major part, because she's the mom. So, you know, do that first. And if you find that she's still struggling to step into that role, or you're not sure how to step back, then by all means, either reach out to us again by email or call into the program. We're also here for you at CatholicCounselors.com. If you feel like you need more faithful and personalized support, we'd be happy to walk through this with you and with your daughter as well. That's CatholicCounselors.com.
And Kelly, I really, I love the fact that you're asking this question, that you're being very intentional about this, that you and your husband are sharing your concerns with each other. But because you haven't had that larger conversation with your daughter yet, you don't know what her presuppositions are. She could be just sitting back and saying, this is an extension of my childhood and mom and dad will take care of this forever. Or she could be actually thinking, they're taking over and I really want to do more as a mom. Having a conversation that is an appointment to have the conversation. Don't do this on the fly while everybody's like getting ready for church on Sunday or something. And really having a conversation that says, how can we all work together for everybody's best interests here, especially the babies, is going to be really important to have.
And as we wrap this call up, I should have actually started with this. So I want to make sure that you guys are praying together, okay, about all of this.
And not just you and your husband, you, your husband and your daughter.
And how I want you to pray about this, in addition to whatever other devotions speak to you and are meaningful to you, every day I'd like you to be sitting down with your daughter and saying, Lord, help us to be the grandparents that you want us to be. Help us to know how to best support our daughter in being the best mom that you're calling her to be. Help us to really listen to you and learn how to be the family that you want us to be through all of this. We're all scared. We're all overwhelmed. And our daughter is dealing with this, that, and the other. And really spell it out, right, in each other's presence while you're talking to God. And really just talk to God as if he was the person who knows you best and loves you most, because of course he is. And talk out these concerns to him first, all of you, your husband, your daughter. And then, if you want to add any other devotions that are meaningful to you, by all means do that. But then use that prayer time as the springboard for these conversations that you really need to have about helping her embrace her role as mom. Thanks again, Kelly, for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can hook you up with a good, faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform this situation in the light of God's grace. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Difficult Decisions. Are you having a hard time deciding what to do about something you're facing in your life or relationships? Maybe you keep second-guessing yourself and doubting the decisions that you've made or the things that you feel led to do. Maybe you and someone you care about disagree about the best thing to do in a given situation. Or you're just wondering how to figure out what God is calling you to do about a challenge or choice you're facing. We want to help you be more confident about all the decisions you have to make. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute when More to Life continues after the break.
He is only one of four popes honored as the great.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Leo I was pope at a time when Roman civilization was being overrun by barbarian armies. He stood as a light in the darkness and even saved the city of Rome from destruction by Attila and the Huns. Leo died in 461.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
The Encounter Conference, June 26th through the 28th at the New Glass City Center in Toledo, Ohio. 15 powerful speakers.
It is the encounter with the Holy Spirit that makes Jesus come alive and gives us the courage and the wisdom to go forth and to even risk our own lives.
Everyone pretty much says the miracles that Jesus did are real. The miracles that the early church did are real.
As often as the popes are talking about the new evangelization, they're also saying we need to pray for a new Pentecost. We need to return to the upper room. Encounter represents the church returning to the upper room. As we're coming boldly before God and asking Him to renew that Pentecostal fire for the strength, the gifts, and the wisdom to be able to preach Jesus to a lost and broken world, so that we can become fully alive in Him, so that the world may come to believe that Jesus is the one whom God sent.
Register today at EncounterConference.org. That's EncounterConference.org.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Difficult Decisions, as we discuss how to be confident in all the decisions that you're making and how to know that you're doing what God wants you to do. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue from the Theology of the Body Institute. Hey, Bill. Welcome to More to Life.
Good morning to you both.
Good to have you with us. So you were sharing over the break that St. John Paul, when he was a seminarian, wrote something that talked about connecting the head and the heart, especially when it comes to making important decisions. And you wanted to share that with us.
Yeah, this would have been probably around 1944, I believe. He was a 24-year-old kid, you might say, and struggling with his intellect, which we knew was massive, and then the place of decision, the catechism says, is the heart. So he's trying to connect these worlds and again, make solid choices, good choices. But the bit of poetry goes like this. Forgive my thought, Lord, for not loving enough. My love is so mind-manacled. Forgive that, Lord. It subtracts you from thought, leaving it cool as a stream where you want an embrace of fire. I love the phrase embrace of fire. He goes on in the poem to talk about actualizing his heart, making the choice. But to me, I mean, from a guy who back in my 20s was discerning the priesthood, trying to make decisions, I felt mind manacled. And probably a lot of your listeners can relate to, you know, analysis paralysis, right? These mental gymnastics. Mm. And, you know, you're gathering information and reports, but at the end of the day, the heart has to be engaged. It's love that draws us out of ourselves, and we make loving decisions, not just things based on facts, but our heart gets involved because we're persons in relationship. I've always been inspired by this poem, and that phrase, mind manacled, always speaks to me.
Well, and I think that, you know, when you talk about making loving decisions, that's what we're trying to get at with this sort of meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue test. You know, it's like, how can I use my gifts in terms of meaningfulness in a way that makes a positive difference, that works for my good and the good of the people involved? How do I make decisions that always make my relationships healthier and deeper and stronger? And how do I pursue this situation in a way that leads to greater virtue? In other words, it helps me grow more into the person that God's calling me to be. And by really reflecting on that, it's not just an intellectual thing, right? It's where I'm sitting with those qualities in prayer in my heart and just really reflecting on which of the choices in front of me leads to the greatest opportunity for more meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue.
Yeah, and sometimes what's wild is that when you're putting virtue there at the core and you're making this call to love, it can seem not rational. It can seem illogical, right? So sometimes you have to go beyond that. I mean, this was when John Paul II was in an underground seminary. You know, the Nazis had occupied Poland. He had some difficult decisions to make, and it seemed like, well, this isn't in the best interest of my self-preservation here to discern the priesthood, but yeah, he made that higher call to a life of virtue, heroic virtue, and boy, the world is different for it today because of him.
Bill, you offer a lot of resources at the Theology of the Body Institute, a lot of courses and experiences. What's coming up for you guys?
Yes, we're thrilled to be hosting a pilgrimage. I'll be leading people to England in July, and it's going to be in the footsteps of C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, and G.K. Chesterton. So it's kind of a unique and new opportunity for us this July 16th to the 25th. You can go to tobpilgrimages.com to learn more about that new initiative.
tobpilgrimages.com. Bill, thanks so much for being with us today. We appreciate your insights and all the work that you do through the Theology of the Body Institute. God bless, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Gray.
And we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Every morning when we wake up, there are about a billion decisions waiting for us right outside the bedroom door, and it can be a little bit overwhelming from time to time. How can we be confident in making the right choice? Well, if you're having a hard time deciding what to do about something you're facing in your life or relationships, if you keep second-guessing yourself, or if you and someone you care about disagree about the best thing to do, or you're wondering how to figure out what God wants you to do about a challenge or choice you're facing, we want to help you be more confident about all the decisions you have to make and the discernment process you're using to figure out what God's calling you to. So, all you got to do, pick up your phone and give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can always send us your questions via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. But we do love hearing your voice and being able to ask those follow-up questions. So give us a call, 877-573-7825. We'll be back in just a minute with more about making difficult decisions. Stick around.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
We listen to all kinds of things, as the Pope says. The radio, the TV, we listen to our phones, all kinds of other messages. But are we silencing ourselves enough that we may listen for God? The other thing we need to do is continue to educate ourselves on the faith. Are we listening to Catholic programming on a regular basis? Are we attending really good, healthy, faith-filled conferences to learn more from those who may be scripture scholars or apologists, or maybe just a good talk from a spiritual leader, or maybe watching a good video of a wonderful priest such as a Father John Ricardo or a Bishop Barron or someone else? So continue to, as Father John Harden used to say, educate, educate, educate yourself in the Catholic faith.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Where are servants of prayer? The Christian family is the first place of education in prayer, says the Catholic Catechism. The family is the domestic church where children learn to pray and to persevere in prayer. Ordained ministers are also responsible for forming their brothers and sisters in prayer. Many in the religious life have consecrated their whole lives to prayer. The consecrated life is sustained by prayer and is one of the living sources of contemplation and spiritual life of the Church. Catechesis aims to teach all members of the Church to meditate on the Word of God in personal and liturgical prayer, internalizing it in order to bear fruit in a new life. Prayer groups and spiritual direction can also be powerful tools in the practice of prayer. A spiritual director should be chosen with great care, for as St. John of the Cross warns, as the master is, so will the disciple be. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. When children get to about age 10, they're much less naturally inclined to do something because their mom and dad said so. This isn't defiance. It represents the fact that their brains have developed to the point that they need to understand why they're doing something, not because they want to challenge your authority, but because they have a God-given need to learn how to apply the lessons you're trying to teach them when you aren't there to tell them what to do. kids raised with punishment-oriented strategies tend not to learn to think for themselves. They're effectively taught to follow the lead of the most commanding presence in the room. That might be okay when we're in the room with them, but when we're not, it sets our kids up to follow other leaders who have anything but their best interests in mind. How can you raise kids who know how to choose to do the right thing even when you're not around to make it happen? Check out Parenting Your Kids with Grace or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, the show is titled Difficult Decisions, as we talk about all the decisions that we have to make, big or small, and how do we know we're doing the right thing? How do we know we're doing what God wants us to do? Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825.
Before we go to our next call, we need to send out some congratulations to two more members of our EWTN radio family, both celebrating 9 years with us. WASB in Wisconsin and WLHF in Champaign, Illinois.
Congratulations to everyone at All Saints Catholic Parish in Wisconsin and Peggy Price and her team at Holy Family Radio in Champaign. From all of us right here at EWTN and wherever you are listening to EWTN Radio, make sure you're supporting your local EWTN Catholic radio station so we can keep supporting you every day in living a more abundant and joyful life. Right now we are taking your calls about decisions and discernment today on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Janet, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Janet. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Yes, my question is, my sister Tina has been in the hospital after a couple of times, and I guess I'm the only one that can go help her. There, all the family is just, you know, just let her go. She's been through some, basically recently, it's a potassium. I've had to call 911 back in February, got her to the hospital. They took care of that, sent her back home. And then I don't live with her. I live across town. So I just came into the picture after her daughter took her home and said, we're done. And so she's been on her own, and she's not capable of doing that because of a surgery that happened a year ago.
And she's not capable of being at home alone, you mean?
Well, she's there, but she's taking pain medications, and she's just living her life. She went from a 60-hour week job. They did a colon surgery. Then she doesn't have feeling in her hands and numbness in her hands, and she can't.
She's dealing with a lot of physical problems. Help me understand, why are her daughters done with her? What's the issue there?
Well, because she went to their her daughter took her to her house because the hospital sends you out. They try to get you out of there as much as possible.
Right.
Anyhow,
yeah.
She ended up about in January this year. Her daughter says, well, if you're not going to do this and you're not going to do this, I'm going to have a baby. You have a choice. Where do you want to go? And she wasn't in the right state of mind to do that. And I had no idea that that was going on until she called me in January and said, I need your help. So she lives by herself. And so I went over there and I started driving over there, you know, and every 2 days I'll go pick up her food at HEB. And then I'll go.
So you've got a lot on your plate with her. So what are you deciding about, Janet? Because I hear your distress, and I hear how intense this is. What's the decision you're trying to make?
I know that God has put me there. And my discernment right now is that I sort of like yesterday, I didn't even want to go see her because she's in the hospital again. The first time in February, we were actually going to see about getting her help with her knees, with her numbness of her hands.
Right.
So, Janet, what I'm hearing, what I'm not understanding is why, you know, when you say I don't even want to go see her, you know, so what it sounds to me is that you're overwhelmed with the caretaking and that you're all frustrated with her because she's not doing what she needs to do to make sure she's taking care of herself. So while she's in the hospital, you have an opportunity here. You know, she may want to be independent and live on her own, but it doesn't sound like she's capable of doing that. And it sounds like between her daughter having a baby and you being stressed out from her care, that she needs more care than you guys can provide on your own. So while she's in the hospital, what you want to do is contact the hospital medical social worker and talk about assisted living options that she might need to be discharged to upon release from the hospital. She's not going to want to hear that, but it's going to be important for you to talk with the medical social worker about the fact that your sister just can't live independently and that there isn't enough family support to be able to help her. When I say there isn't enough family support, there comes a point in a patient's life where the patient needs more care than even the most supportive family can give. And fortunately, we do have healthy and good options for filling in that gap. And so it sounds to me like it's at the point where your sister needs to be in some kind of assisted living situation. And so that's going to require the medical social worker to work with you and the rest of the family to be able to get her there.
Now, what you really want to make sure happens in this situation is that you get in touch with the medical social worker. Now, the nursing department on that floor can help you know who that is and set up a meeting with that person. So you don't have to go fighting and trying to find this all around the hospital system. You have the meeting with the medical social worker, and then you ask the medical social worker to be in on a meeting with your sister, because since you don't have power of attorney over her, you can't just make these decisions for her. But it's very important that a professional gets through to her on this, so it's not everybody in the family just fighting over what's the right thing to do and trying to convince your sister.
So, Janet, thank you for being willing to step into the breach and be a support to your sister. But it's also important, you know, one of the best ways we can be helpful to people is realizing when our capacity to help is exceeded by the needs that the other person has, and then helping them get appropriate help to fill in that gap. And so it sounds like this is that time now, Janet. Thank you for the call. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're talking about difficult decisions today on More to Life. Are you having a hard time deciding what to do about some decision that you're facing in your life or relationships? Maybe you keep second-guessing yourself. Maybe you and someone you care about disagree about the best thing to do, and you're not sure who's right. Or maybe you're wondering how to figure out what God wants you to do about a particular challenge or choice you're making. Give us a call, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Shelley, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Jersey.
Hi, Shelley. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Good morning. I have a daughter who's 18 years old. She's a senior in high school. She'll be graduating next month. She is very bright. She's a straight-A student, but she also has ADHD. And so I've been praying on this for the past 6 months when she started doing all the paperwork for college. I wanted God to help her make the right decision. And so for the schools that she did apply, she received the Presidential Scholarship Award, and she decided to go to out-of-state.
Okay.
Now, my husband and I'm sorry?
I said, that's great. Congratulations to her.
Yes. Thank you. So my husband and I decided that we thought this would be a good experience for her. But I have an older daughter who graduated from college last year, and she disagrees with us. She thinks that my daughter should stay local and that we're making a big mistake. So we are second-guessing ourselves. Are we doing the right thing by sending her?
Well, help me understand, like, what is your, I mean, it's not really her place to say, but what is your older daughter's concern about this specifically? What is she, is there
because
something concrete she's pointing to?
Well, I think it's because the ADHD, she feels she's not mature enough. The college that my daughter chose is a Catholic college, very good school. We visited the department that helps students with those issues. And they're going to be following up with her on a weekly basis. And so
fantastic.
I felt secure. But now I'm second-guessing myself.
No, you know, look, you've done your due diligence. Look, so what I want you to look, I mean, look, ADHD can mean different things to different people. It's not a one thing. It's caused by about 30 other things, right? And so how ADHD affects your daughter could be different from, you know, 100 other people, how it affects them. So you don't want to look at the label and be intimidated by the label. What you want to look at is her actual skill, her ability to follow through, her ability to take responsibility for the challenges that she faces in learning because of the ADHD, and whether there are good supports available to her. And it sounds like you're doing that. You know, if you were saying to me that she was, you know, going to a school where she was going to be one of 100,000 kids and you weren't aware of any of the, you know, student support systems that were there, that she was, you know, not, she was in denial about her ADHD, you know, those kinds of things, I would say no, that you're better keeping her close by so that you can be providing that support and walking through that stuff with her. But it sounds to me like you've been doing all of the right things in making this decision. And so, you know, I think it's fine to keep talking about it and praying about it. I want to make sure that you guys are praying about that decision together and saying, you know, Lord, help us to...
With your daughter.
Help us to know the best place for her to get the formation that she needs, as well as the academics that she needs and the support that she needs. But I would say, you know, unless you can point to something where you're saying, our daughter isn't owning the ADHD, tends not to take responsibility for it, it really leans on us a lot for support, that she would feel lost in this new environment. Unless you were saying those concrete things, I would say keep going the course that you're on.
Now, I think it's important to remember, Shelley, that thanks be to God, we are no longer a million miles away from our kids, even when we're a million miles away from our kids. You can be checking in with her via text, seeing how she's doing, pretty much on a daily basis, just to keep your relationship up and to, you know, keep her spirits up. But you're no longer in a place where you don't see your child for 3 months at a time, and then suddenly, you know, you get the reports that are, you know, she's floundering in some way. You can keep up with her. You can also get the paperwork signed that you're making sure that you can see her grades. That's going to be an important thing to do as you go through orientation, so that she gives permission for you to see all of that. But, you know, it's a little late in the game to be switching things up. Right now, she has been accepted. She's been given a presidential scholarship. That's huge. And it also really points to the fact that she has managed her life well enough to achieve this amazing, you know, place in her life where she's been given this scholarship and she's been given this acceptance. But also remember that college is a walk. So, you know, let her get a semester, two semesters in, let her finish her freshman year, and then discern what the next step is. Does she stay there, or does she feel like she'd be more comfortable closer, or that she'd do better? But it sounds like she's a remarkable young lady. Don't allow your older daughter's opinion to sway something that your daughter has achieved. And that by opting out of and trying to do another school right now, where everybody's closing down their acceptances, although they're extending them a little bit longer this year with the FAFSA situation, that it would really, you know, mess things up for her. Unless your daughter, who is leaving for college, comes to you and says, I think I made the wrong decision. If she's happy about it, if you've prayed through this together, if you're continuing to do that, just enjoy the fact that your daughter has achieved this goal and let her move on and be able to do this, and then just take the steps together.
Shelley, thank you so much for the question. If there's more we can do to support you once you've kind of followed through with these recommendations, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the program with any other questions you might have. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825 about being confident in the decisions that you're making, being confident in discerning God's will in difficult situations. Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 and 21.
With your own eyes you shall see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. When you would turn to the right or the left.
You know, Isaiah is reminding us of the kind of relationship that God wants to have with us. He wants to have the sort of relationship where we're talking with him.
Constantly.
Asking, okay, Lord, now do I turn left or do I right? Not in an obsessive kind of, oh my gosh, if I get the wrong answer, God's going to spank me kind of way. But in a way where I'm saying, I know that God loves me and he's given me a good intellect and a good will and a desire to serve him. And so I can trust that as I move forward, and continue praying and asking his guidance, that I will hear his voice, and what I do will please him. So take this verse to heart from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 and 21, and know that God, our teacher, is leading us and guiding us every step of the way. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about making good decisions. Whether you are facing a challenging decision, or you're just not quite sure what to do, or you're trying to discern God's will for a particular situation in your life or relationships, we are here to help you be more confident in the choices you're making. 877-573-7825.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Difficult Decisions, as we talk about all the choices we have to make and how do we know we're doing what God's calling us to. Before we take our next call, I wanted to let you know EWTN offers a lot of great resources to help you live a more faithful and informed life, including Church Pop, which takes a fresh and fun look at news shaping our world. It features engaging, inspiring, and informative Catholic social media content. You can find it on Snapchat, Instagram, and on the web at churchpop.com. And you can also get Church Pop directly in your email box. Just visit EWTN.com and click subscribe. Lots of ways that EWTN supports you in living a more faithful and abundant life.
Please remember to support EWTN.
There you go. And with that, we are taking the next caller. Lisa, who's up?
We're talking now with Len, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Len. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
My question is, I've been divorced a little bit over 4 years, haven't gone on any dates or anything. Recently, back in October or so of 2023, I met another Catholic lady. We started a courtship, and I have 4 kids. She has 5 kids, and all the kids are okay with us doing our courtship, except for my youngest daughter, who is 16 years old. She lives with me full-time, and she is having none of it.
Mm. Well, so a couple of quick questions here. Are you and this woman free to date, or have you both gone through the annulment process?
We started it, but like I said, it's just a courtship, so we're not, like, dating like that way. We're not exclusive or anything like that, just we're just courting.
Well, you still don't know whether you can be dating or not because you don't have that annulment. And let me just talk
correct.
A little bit. And I'll come back around to that in a minute. Tell me what's the daughter's problem with the relationship? What is her concern exactly?
Len, you still there?
She is not getting my full attention. You know, we'll go out maybe like once or twice, you know, a month to hang out. The lady
you
and
mean,
I.
You and your daughter, or are you and this lady? Oh, okay.
No, the lady I've been courting.
Okay.
And you know, like I'm with my daughter day and night. You know, we practice together. We do everything together. Cook, you name it. She's just not okay with it.
What does she say? What is the specific issue?
I think she, like I said, she doesn't have a relationship with her mom anymore. And her one comment to me was just actually last week that I do not have a proven track record of picking the right women in my life.
Oh, wow.
So
she's afraid of getting hurt.
Call me off guard. Yes.
Yeah, so know. she's really afraid of getting hurt, huh?
Yeah, you know, and okay. I try to explain to her, hey, you know, your mother and I did not have a Christ-centered relationship, you know, with this new lady. It's, you know, from the years of, you know, you learning and, you know, you hopefully gain some wisdom, you know, through all this that, you know, this new lady is definitely Christ-centered relationship, you know. And,
well, let me jump in and offer some thoughts because we've only got about 3.5 minutes before they're going to kick us out of here. So, first, let me talk about why having an annulment is so important before you can move forward in with the clear conscience in a relationship. That, you know, when we get married in the church, you know, we're Catholic. The presumption is that, you know, when I get married to this person, save only for the saving power of Jesus Christ, plays the most important role in helping me become everything God created me to be in this life and get and help each other get to heaven too. Now, you know, it sounds like that your wife either wasn't intending to do that or capable of doing that or whatever, but annulment is really the process of discerning with the church what the next steps are. You know, so the engagement process is where we're supposed to be discerning with the church whether God called us into this relationship. The annulment process is discerning with the church what is God calling me to now that this relationship doesn't appear to be doing God's will. And so walking with the church through that helps you determine how to have a Christ-centered relationship with somebody because you're placing Christ and the church at the center of the discernment process. So it's really important that you're going through that. You know, even though you're saying, you know, you're not dating this woman, you are. It's not, you know, you're saying you're not exclusive, but you're still, you know, discerning a relationship. And it's important to do that with the church.
And it's important to understand that until that annulment is granted, you are still a married man in the eyes of the church. You're still in that sacramental marriage. And so it's very important to behave as such in terms of other relationships. You know, if you and your wife were living together, having a flourishing marriage, you wouldn't be courting another woman. It would be inappropriate. And so you need to look at it through that lens.
So that also helps identify what issues might need to be dealt with before you could enter into a healthy, godly relationship with someone. So because your concern is having a Christ-centered relationship, walking through this annulment process is really important. In terms of your daughter, you know, I'm glad to hear that you know, you've come into the faith in a deeper way. I want you to be praying about all this with your daughter, you know, and because she has real concerns about getting hurt again herself. She has real concerns about, well, as she said, you know, your ability to choose a healthy woman. And that's, you know, kind of overstepping on her part. But it's speaking to concerns she has about you, concerns she has about herself. And I want to make sure that you guys are praying about your relationship with your daughter every day. You know, Lord, help us through this. Help us to heal the hurts that have occurred to us because of this past relationship. Help me to be the father that God's calling me to be. Help me to support my daughter in being the young woman that you're calling her to be. And help us to figure out, you know, what your plan for our life is moving forward. And really praying about that together every day and talking openly about those concerns. Not just when she complains about this woman, but really on a daily basis where you're talking about what kind of family God is calling you to have now and might be calling you to have in the future. What things do you need to do to be supporting her in launching and feeling secure in leaving you behind? What are those things that need to happen for her to feel secure that in your ability to protect her and not introduce somebody into her life that's going to hurt her like her mom did? You know, those are conversations that need to be ongoing and rooted in prayer between the two of you. And I really, you know, I know that this can be worked out, but it's going to take that kind of open communication and prayer. And if you're not sure how to do that, then I'd really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can support you through that process and help you and your daughter really be there for each other, let God into the center of this decision, and really come to the right decisions together. So if you'd like, again, if you can do that on your own, I really hope you can. Take these recommendations and run with them. But if you need more personalized support in making it all happen, I'd really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. Let's talk through it together. Thanks so much for the call, Lynn. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or at CatholicCounselors.com. Listeners, thanks so much for tuning in today. If you are struggling with your own difficult decisions and you're looking for godly, grace-filled answers to those situations and someone to walk you through a healthy discernment process, that's what we do at Catholic Counselors, helping you resolve those tough marriage, family, and personal struggles in the light of God's grace. So come on over and visit us at CatholicCounselors.com. And get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with His grace, there's so much more to life.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.